Hey everybody, this is Brenna Red from The Last Gang, and you're listening to the Mabel Syndrome Podcast.
It sucks, I still think Mabel, she's the bomb.
Hey everyone, this is Kristen with the Mabel Syndrome Podcast, and I am in Boston, and I'm Skyping with my BFF, who lives way far away on the opposite continent, way far in Canada, Jessica, my Mabel Syndrome co-host, bestie, partner in crime. How are you, Jess?
Hello. I miss you. I'm good.
Good.
We should say, like, for people that Kristen does know that I'm not on a different continent. But if you've listened to previous episodes, you'll realize that my geography skills suck, and I made a reference to that. So don't email us or Facebook us, because Kristen already knows that.
I do know that Canada and Boston, Massachusetts are on the same continent, but yeah. Mm-hmm. One time you said we were on opposite continents, and I think you just meant to say opposite sides of this continent.
Of the continent, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm good. I'm doing a little bit of a side job, so I'm recording out of a different location. I have a little bit of a people, do they know what I do for a living?
I generally
work with people with special needs, usually children, but I have a respite job this weekend for 5 days where I'm staying with and have sort of moved in with a 93-year-old woman and to take care of her. And I'm going to say, I don't like calling her 93. I like calling her 100. Because when you're 93, you just round up, right?
Yeah, totally. Absolutely.
She deserves a rounding up.
Is she a young 93 or 100, basically?
100.
Okay.
How do we get on this?
What were I don't we know. Maybe about? This is way too boring. I don't know. Okay, so let's change topics. We usually try to start the podcast with, what are you drinking? So what are you drinking, Jess?
I'm currently drinking a cider with vodka.
Cider with vodka?
Like, added to it.
That sounds kind of good.
I decided earlier this week that I was going to quit drinking. Which, if you've listened to previous podcasts, I feel like we've had this conversation before.
A couple times.
But I decided I was just going to, like... I have like about 15 pounds that I would like to eliminate. And I can generally eliminate that just by not drinking. I could eat potato chips every day and not drink and it would be good. But I was like, okay, so I've got my eating back on track, you know, from the holidays kind of thing. So I decided I was going to quit drinking. There was no alcohol in my house. Did all this amazing food prep with all this super healthy food. And then the next day, which was supposed to be day one of not drinking, I went out to the driveway to clean my car because my car is a disaster. And I found half a bottle of vodka in it.
Yeah.
And I was like, well.
So much for the not drinking.
When this is gone, maybe that, then I'll quit. And then.
Yeah.
And then I went to the liquor store today. So no. And I'm not an alcoholic. Like, to all of our listeners, I'm not. I just...
No, you're not.
I like giving up. I like... How do I put this?
You're like an end-of-the-day drinker, which a lot of people are.
I am.
Yeah.
I go to bed early. I don't go to the bar.
Right.
I just enjoy...
You don't drink yourself silly. You have, like, one or two.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So,
yeah, a lot of people do that. That's totally normal. I'm just not a big drinker, but a lot of people do that. That's totally normal. But I did see somewhere that that's beside the point. But I did see somewhere that you were reading the Whole 30 book or something.
Yeah, so I read the whole 30 book.
Tell people what that is if they don't know.
It's essentially 30 days of eating whole foods. So, that means nothing processed whatsoever. So no soy, no gluten, no sugar, no those are the main things. No alcohol. So it's like black coffee, straight tea, no cheese, no dairy. It's like fruit, vegetables, protein.
Meat.
Meat.
It's like fruit, vegetables, meat, nuts.
Yep.
That's pretty much it.
And that's it.
Yeah.
Which is a really great concept. Like, it's not so much a diet plan as it is, like, just a thought process and, like, eating real food, which I'm good with. Like, I like all those foods. But at the beginning of the book, it's like, you think that giving up cream in your coffee is hard. You don't know hard. And I'm like, actually... That's fucking hard. Yeah, fuck
it's
you.
Really fucking hard.
And then it's like, you think that you can't have, and it was like, I don't know, cheese on your zucchini pasta. That's not hard. And I'm like, actually.
I need that Parmesan on my zucchini pasta. Yeah.
So I
did try that for a while too. And it's really hard. Plus you just have to do so much prep ahead of time. Because you're starving, and so, like, the reason I slip is because I'm starving, and I'm like, just give me a fucking cracker or something, you know? And so, the whole point of doing the whole 32 is to, like, you prep. So, like, you put a bunch of carrots in a baggie so that's what you'll grab if you're hungry. But I don't have time to do all that prep. I don't have time. And making those meals that are the whole 30 meals are so much more work. They're more expensive to go buy fucking coconut milk and, you know, all this shit. And then it's just time consuming to, like, make all that.
The whole 30 concept is to break your brain of snacking habits.
Right.
Fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's like, even though you're hungry, it's not okay to grab a Ziploc baggie full of carrots because that's teaching your brain that snacking is okay. Well, fuck off.
Snacking is fine. I'm fucking hungry.
I'm hungry, and I'm a mother who works. Yeah. And when I have two drinks after work, like two vodkas, I want a snack.
Yeah. Yeah. It's hard. It's all good in it's all good in theory, but it's hard in practice.
Right.
For me, it's sugar. Like, that's my craving, and that's where I am very naughty. So
right, you love the sugar.
Oh my god, I love have sugar you, so much.
Have you hit the Valentine's Day sugar yet?
Yes. So this is this is our segment, Giving Zero Fucks, right? Okay. We have this new segment, Giving Zero Fucks. So we're going to try to give zero fucks in 2018. And this is how I'm giving zero fucks. Like, I'm trying to lose a little bit of weight because I am going somewhere warm in a couple weeks, which is awesome. And we have Punk Rock Bowling coming up in May, which is really exciting. And I just need to get in shape. Like, I've put on a little bit of weight from the holidays, whatever. But yeah,
Keep going. What? I'm going to wear a burka at the pool. Sorry.
Yeah, me too. I'm just going to wrap a towel around myself or something. I don't know.
Okay, keep going.
But, okay, but yeah, so I would love to get in shape. And, you know, this is a little thing about getting older, too, that I just am starting to realize that it kind of fucking hurts to work out. Like, I used to love to work out, and I would run. I still run all the time. I run almost 3 miles a day, and I love to do bar classes. And I was doing this class called a fit class, which was like high intensity, short burst workouts. But I was hurting the next day. So I was going through this cycle of doing a crazy fitness class. And then the next day I'm popping Advil all day long because my body fucking hurts. Mm-hmm. So I'm like, all of a sudden it really hurts to exercise, which sucks. So the only thing I can do really is like kind of help my eating a little bit, right? So I wish I could, but the other day I was at CVS. I don't know if you have CVS.
Canadian listeners, it's just like the drugstore.
It's the drugstore pharmacy with like everything, right? And yeah, all the Valentine's candies are out. And I'm a sucker for Valentine's chocolates. I fucking love them. So the other day, this is like my all-time low, but also giving zero fucks, I bought the biggest thing of chocolates I could find. Like this big heart-shaped red box of chocolates. And I bought it and brought it out to my car, and I'm sitting in the parking lot, and I like unwrap the red cellophane, and I'm like eating chocolates in my car by myself.
I love you.
Probably listening to Off With Their Heads and like crying. I don't know. But that was my low for this month, I think.
I fucking love it. And are we giving no fucks about that?
Yeah, I'm giving no fucks about that.
Let's give no fucks about that.
Yeah. What are you giving no fucks about? What did you do?
Let me think about it.
The whole 30?
The whole 30 slash not drinking, giving no fucks. Okay, so we're talking about getting older.
Yeah.
And, like, okay, I'm going to tell you what happened to me today. So, I fell, and I hurt myself.
Yeah.
And generally, falling when you hurt yourself, when you're younger, you're like, ah, ha, 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 and it's like a big joke. Today, I fell on the stairs, and...
Going up the stairs.
Up the stairs, not that's, down.
That's better. When you're going up because you just like, yeah, you just missed the step entirely. You fell up the stairs, Jess.
I fell up the stairs. My slippers.
Yeah. And your slippers.
Slipped on the hardwood and I had a frozen container of pasta sauce in my hands. And I slipped going up the stairs and the glass jar of pasta sauce went flying and smashed, and I hit my knee, and I Charlie horse my thigh, and I thought I broke my finger, but now that I'm like I can move it now, it's just it's like mostly numb.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm gonna say I give zero fucks about the fact that I'm now at the age where I fall up the stairs.
Yeah. You're taking care of a 93-year-old woman, but basically you're 90 yourself. So you guys kind of, maybe you're like companions.
I know. And
she can, did she nurse you after you fell?
She saw the pasta sauce go flying and hit the cupboard at the top of the stairs. And she was like, oh, are you okay? And I was like, she's deaf. So I screamed, I'm fine. Yeah. It's okay. And I literally laid on the top of the stairs for like 5 minutes, just going like, just get up, just get up, just get up. Oh,
I'm having this visual right now of you and Betty or whatever the fuck her name is. I don't know. You and Betty both on your like hospital beds in the living room watching Golden Girls, like icing your body parts together.
Oh, my God. I'm so sorry. I wanted to. I saw her walker and I was like thinking in my head, I'm like, I could use that. Right now.
Yeah. Can I use your walker? You don't need this, do you?
So I'm giving no fucks about falling up the stairs. It is what it is.
It happens. It happens to the best of us.
It happens.
Speaking of people being sick, I wanted to talk about Stacey D of Bad Cop Bad Cop getting sick, which really sucks because and I saw a while ago she was doing this acoustic tour with Ryan of Off With Their Heads.
Yes.
And I'm a huge Off With Their Heads fan, a huge fan of Ryan. And yeah. I noted they like started their tour in New Jersey, which I was so pissed about because Boston's just a couple hours north. I was like, just start the tour in Boston. But they started in New Jersey, so I couldn't go. But right before they were going to head to New Jersey, Stacey apparently got really sick at Ryan's house in Chicago. And he had to rush her to the hospital, and she had emergency surgery, and I don't know, I think she had sepsis, maybe?
Which is it was? Yeah, it's essentially blood poisoning, right?
Yeah.
Sepsis? Like an infection where it goes into your blood. She got super sick.
Yeah, really, really sick.
And her recovery is really long.
Right. I feel like, I think she had pretty much what I had almost the same thing when my appendix exploded.
Yes. Yes.
Yeah. And I was infected with my appendix exploded and I didn't know it for like 2 weeks. I lived with agony.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah. I lived in agony and my fever kept getting higher and higher. And I went to my doctor and I kept saying like, you know, I think this goes to show that women have a higher threshold of pain too, because I walk into my doctor and I'm like, yeah, I have this really bad pain like right here. And she's like, oh, it's nothing. And then finally my fever got so high that I went to the emergency room and they did a CAT scan and I was in emergency surgery within like 20 minutes.
Crazy.
Yeah. And it was the same thing where I had like specialists come in because I had all these horrible infections. And I think, oh, the infectious disease doctor was one of my doctors that visited me every day to like check on all that stuff. Yeah, it was just crazy. So, and my recovery was several weeks. I was in the hospital for 1 week and then it took me at least 2 or 3 weeks after that to recover. So I feel like it's a similar thing, like when your body, when you have some sort of infection in your body and it just, you know, that's what happens. And I'm really, you know, I'm glad she's okay now. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if she went home. I know she's out of the hospital. But it's really a bummer because she missed out on this whole tour that she was going to do with Ryan. Right. So she missed the whole tour. And I mean, let's be honest, you know, artists tour because they love it, but also they make a shitload of money when they tour.
Like they need the money. It's their job.
Yeah, that's their job. And they sell merch and they, you know, they get a whatever. So all of her merch, you know, she was going to lose like the whole gig. And, and that just really sucks when you're banking on it. So Ryan decided he's still going to sell her shirts at the shows. And he also put them online at anxiousandangry.com. You can buy a Stacey D shirt. I bought two of them. I bought the Stacey fucking D shirt. And then I bought one that has like a spider design on it. Elena might have done that one. I don't know. But yeah, so I bought both of those. And all the proceeds are going to go to Stacey. And then also, I wanted to mention that Bad Cop Bad Cop started a GoFundMe as well. So they, let's see, I can tell you. She has a ton of medical bills that she has to pay and she's just without a source of income. She has no insurance, so she's got to be in really.
And she's awesome. Ugh. She's talented. She's hardworking. She's like,
yeah,
you know, we talk about bad cop a lot, but like, this is one of those things that like, if you can't contribute, you can't buy the merch, share the GoFundMe because someone may be able to.
Yeah, the GoFundMe is gofundme.com/help-stacey /with-her-medical-bills. And you can find it on Bad Cop Bad Cop social media and stuff like that. But, you know, try to contribute if you can even contribute just like $5 or buy a rad shirt. The shirts are awesome. So buy a shirt. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I feel really bad for her about that. That sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
But at least she's going to be okay.
She's going to be okay. And that's good. That's
good. Yeah.
Yeah.
Totally.
Where do we go from there?
I don't know. Well, we had some questions. We have a couple fan questions. Do we want to get to those?
Fuck yeah. Let's do it.
Okay.
Okay.
So I did a shout out to our followers and asked for questions. And this is funny because this ties into what we were talking about earlier. Our buddy Chris wrote a question and it's clearly, relates to the Descendants song, but it's, what would it be like when I get old? Which I think is funny because I think he's only like a year younger than me. So.
Oh, is he? Okay.
I think maybe he's younger than, no. Oh no. Did he just turn 40? I don't remember. We posted a picture of him riding his skateboard.
Yeah.
On our social media for his birthday recently. And I can't remember if that was, I don't know. I think he's around my age.
Right.
So he should tell us what it's like when he gets old.
Yeah, because I'm not 40.
I want to know what it's like for a dude to get old. I heard they have trouble peeing.
Yes. Yes, they do. I have a lot of.
Balls hang low?
That's not a bad thing.
Is that a myth?
Like, is that a bad thing?
Yeah.
Like, are low hanging balls a bad thing? I feel like they're not.
Yeah, I don't want to see
like,
that.
Like, what is the location that is optimal? Like, not too high, not too low. Is there like a medium level of hanging?
Yeah, I think there's a standard hanging. Yeah.
Really?
Not too high, not too low. You don't. I think so. Yeah.
Can they be too low?
Are you saying no?
I feel like I'm saying no. Okay. I feel like I'm saying...
That's fine.
As long as they're there, right. That's a good thing.
Yeah.
I'm going to have all these, like, 75-year-old dudes messaging me.
I know. Plus, I actually have friends. I have a couple friends who lost a nut for one reason or another.
Oh, a couple?
So they only have one. Yeah. Because of cancer or when one was just an injury. And so they only have one nut. So if you have one nut, let it hang wherever it wants to fucking hang.
Yeah.
I guess.
You deserve to let it hang wherever.
Yeah.
So hard to pee in weird hanging nuts.
Okay. What is it like for you to be old, Jess?
Well, I fall going up the stairs, first of all. I enjoy naps more than I ever did before. Leaving my house after 7:30 is a stretch.
Mm-hmm.
I do it for very, 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 very few things. I feel like at 35, I'm a little bit younger than I was 10 years ago. I feel like I'm like younger and wiser. Does that make sense?
Ooh.
Yeah.
Younger. You feel younger than you did 10 years ago?
I mean, I do right now.
Oh, but good.
My life situation is a little bit different right now. Like I've had some changes, so I feel like I'm a little bit more open to new things.
Right.
But that could be an age thing. I feel like I'm 35, almost 36, and I'm open to new things more than I was before.
Okay. That's good.
You know, because I'm trying my New Year's resolution thing is like, I'm very quick to say no to things, no to going out, no to invitations, no to trying things. And I'm trying really hard for 2018 to, when somebody says something to me or asks something or offers something, to be like, yeah, instead of an automatic no.
Good. That's awesome. That's really good. Okay, so the next question is, talk about the craziest shows you've been to.
Real Big Fish.
I have
a
really good one. Do you have a good one for this?
Well, I think Real Big Fish for me, because I was expecting it to be this like super fun ska dancey crowd, and they were fucking hardcore.
Yeah.
It was like one of the hardest crowds I've ever been in. So maybe that would be my like, you know, craziest show I've ever been to. Plus at Real Big Fish, I got like hardcore felt up, and then my friend Ryan beside me got bit in the back of his neck, Tinny. Robin threw a beer in my face, and I feel like that was the big one.
That was a lot of crazy stuff that happened that night.
For like a fun little ska band.
I know.
Okay, what was yours?
So mine was like a whole day thing, but it was a year and a half ago I saw NoFX, and it was when their book came out, The Hepatitis Bathtub.
Mm-hmm.
And I really wanted to go to that show. I had just read the book, and they were doing a book signing earlier that day. So I went into Harvard Square to the book signing, and I was maybe like fifth or sixth person in line. And you had to wait. Like, of course, they were late. So everyone in line kind of was chatting and getting to know each other and whatever. So finally NoFX shows up, and they're all sitting there. They're ready to sign their books. And people start going through the line. And the kid in front of me literally goes to hand Fat Mike his book. And he starts convulsing and has a seizure. And it was like, and I was right behind him. So it's like Fat Mike, this kid having a seizure, and then me. And I'm like looking at Fatty, and I'm like, and we're both looking at each other like, what do we do? I don't know. And like, you couldn't tell if he was faking it, because it was weird that it happened at that moment that he was handing Fatty his book. Like, it seemed like, is he faking it? Like, is he dancing? Like, that sounds so bad.
Is he dancing?
That thought went through my head. I know, I'm such an asshole. But yeah, so he had a seizure. It was horrible. And thankfully someone was a nurse in the line, like in the back of the line, and she ran up and helped everything, and then the ambulance came. But it was crazy because, you know, all the guys were sitting there and were waiting for this guy to be taken care of and carted off and whatever. And it was just really emotional and scary, kind of, you know, and I feel like I had this experience with the with NoFX. So it was kind of interesting. And then later that night was the show. So I go to the show and I'm all like shaken up because of this experience. And then it was my perfect thing for a show, which I love to be. If there's a venue that has a balcony, that's like perfect. If I can be front row in the balcony, because you actually can see everything. Mm-hmm. I'm a short person. So, and I'm done standing in the front for many reasons that I've already discussed. So I don't,
crowd
I can't
surfers,
stand.
We hate you.
Yeah, totally. So I can't stand in the back. I can't see anything. So anyways, this venue, it was the Paradise Rock Club in Boston, which is a great venue. And they had a balcony. And so I'm front in the balcony, front and center. I feel like I have like this private show going on. It was like, it was the best show. But halfway through, I can start to see that this one guy in the pit was really pissing off one of the security guards up front, like the front and center security guy, the guy that's getting the brunt of all the shit, you know. Mm-hmm. And then there's one guy in the mosh pit that's pissing him off every single time. And you can just, I just was watching it escalate.
Oh, God.
And then all of a sudden, the security guard rips off his shirt, like Hulk style, like just rips off his shirt and starts pounding on the kid. And then he grabs his head and starts bashing it on the stage.
What the fuck?
Yeah. And so the band stopped. Fatty, you know, bent down and got in between the kid. He's grabbing the kid's head to push it away. He's grabbing the bouncer's head to push him away. And it was just, and then, so then it took like, I don't know, 5 or 6 dudes to get the bouncer, because the bouncer was fucking huge.
He loose it or something. What was he fucking on?
Yeah, he like had a roid rage or something. I don't know. But yeah, he fucking lost his shit. And then that got everyone else kind of riled up too. And I don't, so then it was like security against the crowd, and it was just like super fucked up.
That's intense.
Yeah, I left before, because I was there by myself, and I did not want to be part of the crowd that empties out into the street, because I didn't know, right? Like, that's where, if you go to a show and people get in a fight at the show, they go out on the street and they wait there for everyone else to come out. Like, you see it every time. And I'm like, I'm not going to be part of this. I'm not going to be part of the bouncer and this fucking kid or whatever's going down. I'm too fucking old and I can't deal with that. So I left before the end of the show, which I never, ever do. But I knew, like, they only had, like, one. It was the encore. I knew they only had one song left or something, and I booked it out of there. But, yeah, that was my craziest show. But, and I think about, you know, I wish I remember all the shows I went to as a kid. Like,
yeah,
I feel really bummed out that I can't. Speaking of getting old, this is, like, the getting old episode or something. But, don't you wish you could remember the shows you went to as a kid and, like.
See, I didn't get to go as many as you did, because I was so remote where I lived.
Yeah.
So like the shows I went to are very, very, very poignant to me. Like, and it's funny because me saying that Real Big Fish, like that crowd was so intense and like one of the harshest crowds I've ever been in. Real Big Fish was like the first band I ever saw play a live show. And I literally walked in, it was Warped Tour, early 90s, and I like walked in and I just walked up to this empty stage and I stood at the front of the stage, and then all these guys with all these horns came out, and it was like the most intense, like, holy fuck experience.
Yeah.
Because I was like, this is the best thing I've ever felt in my whole life. And it was like this super fun little dancey crowd.
Right.
Wasn't so much, you know, when I saw them the last time, but for me, I remember all those shows. They were real. They were a really big deal to me, because I didn't. I got to see a show a year, every twice a year maybe.
And I went to all tiny club shows growing up, and I just wish I could remember them. Like, I have these weird memories. Like, I also was at the show. Actually, it was talked about in Hepatitis Bathtub. It was the show in Worcester. Like the early 2000s, and Fatty got super drunk, and I remember him mooning us. Like, I was right up front, and I remember him like pulling his pants down and being like, there's Fatty's asshole. Mm-hmm. And I guess after that show that night, the guys all had an intervention with him and all that stuff. So I was at that show too, but I have like vague recollections of it. And also like I was drinking at all these shows and hanging out with my friends. So I don't know. I guess I just wish that I remembered all of those shows like in the 90s and that long ago. But anyways, and I can't believe you like Real Big Fish, but whatever. Okay. Next question.
It's a guilty pleasure.
Okay. Okay. What is the most amount of money you've ever spent at a single show or merchandise at one time? And that's Mark Zappia asked that question specifically for you, Jessica.
Oh. Okay, so I have a few instances. So when Face to Face broke up and they did their farewell tour, an artist did this. They sold on the tour a book of lyrics. And it was this like little like 6-inch by 6-inch book. Kaylin Campbell, I think that's the artist's name. I might be wrong, but I think that's his name. Anyway, they had this poster behind the merch booth, and
wait, it was a poster or a book?
It was a book, but they had a poster of the cover of the book hanging behind the merch table. And I bought the book, and this poster was hanging back there, and I said to the merch guy, I was like, how much is it? And he said, it's not for sale. We have to take them on tour with us for the rest of the tour. And I was like, I will give you everything I have. I will give you all the money I have in my wallet. I said, I even have American cash in my wallet. Like, I will give you all of this, plus I'll go to the bank machine. Like, tell me what you want for it. And he was like, I'm sorry, I can't sell it. We need to take it on tour with us. It's like kind of like a promo item. I was devastated because it was the last time I thought I'd ever get to see them.
Yeah.
And the poster's really amazing. So he didn't sell it to me. I bought all my other stuff. I got my set list and my drumstick and I got a skateboard and, you know, the guy signed it and I got onto a city bus and I bawled my eyes out all the way home. And then, like, I don't know, less than a year later, I get an email from Chris Bernard, who is also part of the fan club, and he said that the boys in the band were having an auction for a charity fundraiser, and that someone had contacted Trevor and said that this girl at a Vancouver show wanted that poster.
Mm.
And thus figured out it was me and said, if you would like to buy this poster instead of like it going up for auction to fundraise, this is the minimum purchase price and Trevor will sign it and you can have it. So I spent like, I think I spent 300 American on it.
Who remembered you?
Who, the merch guy maybe? Like,
wow.
Because okay. I literally stood
whoever
there.
You accosted at that show.
I stood there at the merch booth going like, whatever you fucking will take, I will give you for this poster. Like, I really wanted it. It was a big deal for me. Like, the thought that I would never see them play again.
Yeah.
So, word got around. And so, next thing I know, I donated this money to this young girl who was sick, this charity that Trevor was, you know, dealing with. And I got the poster and, like, this signed card from his wife. It was super cute. And so I think that would be my biggest merch story. And or I have a Big Choice skate deck. And I think I paid, like, $375 American for it. So what would be your biggest merch spend? I know you don't love, like, you're not a big merch girl. You're, like, an experience girl.
Yeah, I'm not a... Yeah, I don't spend money on merch. Literally, the most I've ever spent on merch is, like, $20 for a shirt. Or maybe $40 if I bought two shirts.
But you always say, like... Okay, so let's adjust that. Like, I am a collector. I like...
Yeah.
I like, every single thing I can get about a band. You spend money on merch. Probably more than most girls I know. Most people I know. Like, you,
me?
You buy t-shirts, you buy them online, you buy them at the show. You always buy a shirt.
Yes. Yeah.
Like you always support the band. So
That's true.
While I may be buying like collectible stuff, you always buy the merch.
That's true. Yeah.
So, yes.
I do. And it's funny because I still have some of my shirts. I think you do, too. Your shirts from, like, the 90s that were, like,
belly shirts. And oh, my God. My 7-year-old wears them now.
Yeah, yeah. I had one Pennywise shirt that I could only wear over another shirt because it was so fucking small. And actually, it was, like, my snowboarding shirt. I used to wear it snowboarding every time, my Pennywise shirt, but...
Oh, so cute.
Yeah, but now, yeah, that's all I buy is shirts. So,
and anyways, you don't downplay it when you say that's all I buy. That's a big deal because bands need you to support.
That's true.
By buying the merch.
That's true.
Me and you always say that. Yeah. Like, you need to buy merch at shows because that's how one of the ways the band makes money. So
totally. Yeah,
that's and you true. Do that. So own that.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love wearing shirts out and about, you know, like, it's funny. I saw a cartoon somewhere, maybe it was on Facebook. It was like, what you want people to do when you wear, you know, if I'm wearing a shirt, like a band shirt, like I'm wearing a NoFX shirt or something, right? And your hope is that the raddest person in the group is, you know, in the room is going to be like, oh, NoFX, I love them too. And you're going to like best friends for the rest of your lives. And then it said what actually happens, you know, when everyone like gives you weird looks because they have no idea what your shirt means. Or you're wearing a Bad Religion shirt with a cross with like X'd out cross or something. And all the old grandmas give you mean looks. But
if I was somewhere out in public and granted, I live different. I live in a remote place compared to most people. If I was somewhere and I saw someone wearing a face-to-face shirt, I would no fucking doubt completely accost them, give them a hug, and lose my shit. Right. Like, be prepared, Canadian face-to-face fans. If I see you, I'm coming for you.
Well, pretty much any band that you like, right?
Yeah.
Like, occasionally, the only time I get comments is sometimes when I'm in the city. I've been wearing a Descendants shirt. People have said things about that or whatever, but nowhere, like, kind of remote or... random. I've never had a random person. Yeah, no. None of the times I've been in Canada has anyone mentioned my shirt. we should wrap this up.
What are we going to wrap up this? What song are we going to wrap up with today?
I don't know. I feel like we've been talking about being old a lot.
Yes. We have.
We could do Descendants When I Get Old.
Descendants When I Get Old. That feels fitting.
Okay, that's it. We'll do that.
Okay. Once again, if you've made it this far into our podcast, please go onto iTunes and give us a rating. It helps us out a lot, gets our name out there. If you say something funny, we'll read it out loud on our podcast. And we love all of our listeners. We get a lot of really nice messages.
We get great messages. And I do want to say, too, like, if you don't want to hear us talk about being old all the time, then send us questions or topics that you do want to hear us talk about.
Yeah.
You know, I know, we can save this for the next time. But one of the things we were thinking about talking about was podcasts that we listen to. And one of the podcasts that I like to listen to is the Anxious and Angry Ryan Young podcast. And there's a lot of mental health talk on there. And so two of the things I would love to do for future episodes of the Mabel Syndrome podcast is talk more about what it's like to be a girl in the punk rock scene. Like keep talking about that and keep talking about different experiences or things along those lines. But also mental health stuff, like just being a human and being a person and being, I think part of punk rock is like talking about shit, you know, like,
yeah,
just be open about stuff you struggle with and things that we can all relate to. So anyways, I'm just putting it out there. If you have questions or comments or anything, feel free to write us, and we'll bring it up on a future podcast.
Yes.
All right, everyone. Thank you for listening, and we'll be back next week, probably with an interview.
Sounds good. Thanks for listening, everyone. Have a good night.